minutes past 7 on SEN SA Breakfast. Taylor Williams from the Adelaide Thunderbirds will join us very soon. Dil Buckley to talk about LIV Golf and your text 0427154166. Hi, local with you, Park. Lots of texts coming in about what happened with Jeremy Finlayson yesterday. Vicky, thank you for texting in, Vicky. Vicky says, with the Finlayson podcast, the thing I found very disappointing was his wife giggling in the background. Are they taking it all seriously? It is a very good text. Mark Bickley will get tips very soon. But first, we're going to find out what's Ace, any size parcel, any size vehicle, any destination. Ace at transport.au. What do you got for us?
It's interesting. I want to talk about Dean Brogan was quoted today talking about Ivan Soldo's impact. Now, Dean is a very astute football judge and he's loving the work of Ivan Soldo and talking about how he thinks it could be the difference between what happened last year, late in the finals, they didn't quite get it done through the midfield, and the impact he's having this year. A lot of the statistics around centre bounce, around defence from being able to defend, stoppages, scores from stoppage are all on the increase, which points to good news for Port Adelaide.
I had one which is basketball related because there's lots of basketball stuff happening at the moment. Yesterday, Bix, this isn't that good. It's not that ace, but I wanted to bring you up to speed. There's a player from the Toronto Raptors. His name is Jontay Porter. He has been banned for life.
What for?
From the NBA for gambling. Gone for life. So we talk about some of these players in the AFL having some gambling issues or having a few bets and they might get a fine or a suspension. He had an investigation and it revealed he disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation at least one game and bet on games while playing in the G League. So he revealed information about his own health to an own sports bettor and he placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using an online account.
Mm. Isn't it interesting? You can take illicit drugs.
Yep.
You can assault people. You can shoot people. You can do whatever you want. But don't mess with gambling because it generates a lot of cash. So, yeah, do anything you like and you get some sort of ban. But the minute you start dealing with
it's strange,
the confidence of people who are betting, then that's it. You're out of the sport for life.
So that's not ace for him. It's ace for the league that's trying to stamp it out. But this is the thing that
message.
I love.
Mm.
There was a collector that bought a Michael Jordan game-worn Washington Wizards warm-up shirt in December 2020 for $91,000. Now, what's gone into sports merchandise and marketing now is there's a third party that their job is to analyze photos. Mm. So to look at the authenticity. So they literally look at every kind of photo associated with that particular jersey or Guernsey and then see how real it is. So like with your Crows Guernsey, people look at Getty Images, look at absolutely everything to see if it's authentic. This has now been linked and confirmed that $91,000 warm-up shirt was the shirt Michael Jordan wore in his last ever NBA game for the Washington Wizards. They sold it for $900,000.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
10 times.
Because a lot of people are now putting fakes out there or are they saying this is game worn and things like that. And how would you know? So there's now an official way of going about it with sports collectibles
I'm not sure if I mentioned this the other day, but when I was playing, you get lots of stuff, you know, the track suits.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to bring them in.
Except generally at the end of every year or two or when you change sponsor, let's say – at one stage, we started off at Adelaide being sponsored by Adidas.
Yep.
And then we went to, might have been Fila. And then it went to
Russell Athletic.
Yeah, and then it went to Puma and lots of other ones. So once you've had all the Adidas stuff and you've got new kit coming in from a new brand, you can't wear that anymore. You're not allowed to.
Yep.
So you give it all away. And so all this parachute style Adidas sort of 1997 era stuff was all just given away or Goodwill. I gave some to my dad. He's still wearing it around.
Yeah, I love it.
I want it back.
Bring it in here because retro is back now, Mark Bickley. It's 22 minutes past 7. We'll get your tips for round 6 next.